I'm Tavin Nasir, and this is Leadership Biz Cafe, a podcast that provides insights and tools to help leaders take on the challenges and opportunities found in leading today's workplaces. Leadership Biz Cafe is brought to you by Tavin Nasir Leadership, our leadership firm that offers keynotes and corporate trainings in both virtual and in-person settings that will help you to improve the way you lead and guide your organization's growth and future successes. To find out how we can help you today with your leadership challenges and discover your untapped opportunities, visit our website at tavernasir.com. And now, it's time for me to head over to my espresso machine and brew up another leadership espresso shot. One of the common concerns most leaders have revolves around employee engagement, of how to encourage employees to be fully committed to the organization's vision and long-term goals. Without question, this is a critical factor to an organization's success and long-term growth. And yet what's curious is how many leaders don't apply the same kind of reflection and review on themselves, and in particular to their leadership. Specifically, just how you don't want your employees to simply show up and do only what's asked of them, you should also be examining how you approach leading others, and whether due to complacency or boredom, you're focusing more on simply getting things done instead of asking what else should you be doing to drive growth and organizational success. To be fair, falling into this safe, familiar groove is something we're all susceptible to experiencing, especially the longer we remain in a particular role or function, no matter how much things might change in response to internal conditions and external factors. But just as you should be putting in efforts to encourage your employees to bring their best efforts to the table, you should also be making time to reflect on your own leadership and whether there is something you should be doing differently to improve the way you lead. Or perhaps, if we realize we've already given our best efforts to our current endeavor, that it's time to explore new and different opportunities to truly maximize the contributions we can make as leaders. An idea I explored in greater detail in a previous Leadership Espresso Shot, namely episode number 84 of this podcast. Now, to help with this leadership reflection and self-assessment, I'd like to share with you four questions you should be asking yourself to ensure you are being the kind of leader your team requires in order to succeed today and in the months and years ahead. The first question is, are you creating value? Now, at first glance, I expect most leaders would answer this question in the affirmative. After all, your employees, for the most part, are hitting their targets and your company is achieving positive growth. So clearly, you're creating value. And yet, that kind of answer reflects the common finding found in so many studies about employee engagement and satisfaction. That is, most employees are doing what's expected of them, but few are actually going above and beyond that for the simple fact that they're not engaged or invested in the actual vision of the organization. And this is where leaders need to step in, not to be taskmasters, making sure people do what's asked of them, but creating a vision and workplace environment that compels people to step up and do more to help make this vision a reality. As a leader, the value you create is not getting people to do their jobs, but inspiring them to achieve their true potential. The second question is, are you making a difference? In many of my leadership keynotes, I point out that what motivates people to do their best work is knowing that they're making a difference. And this most certainly applies to leadership as well. Again, it's easy for leaders to convince themselves that they're making a difference by pointing out the things their employees have achieved under their leadership. But this idea only gives rise to another question. Namely, are the achievements your employees attain under your leadership something that's unique to your leadership? Or is it something that anyone in that role can accomplish? That's why the question here is, are you making a difference? Because it's about what you specifically are able to bring out in those you lead, thanks to what you create and nurture through your leadership. That it's only because you put in these efforts and changes that allowed for these outcomes and successes to be achieved. In other words, the difference we make through our leadership is creating conditions that drive people to aim for greatness because they believe in their ability to attain it. The third question is, are you inspiring others to do more? In my experience, this question is one that most leaders have the hardest time with, in large part because of the misguided notions of what it takes to inspire their employees. Understandably, this is in large part due to the leadership role models we look up to, who often tend to be people whose oratory skills has left us with a legacy of inspiring quotes and calls to action. But the truth is, you don't need to give rousing speeches that cause people to stand up and cheer, because that's not what's going to keep people inspired and engaged over the long run. Instead, what inspires people to do their best work is knowing that what they do matters. So if you want to inspire the best from your employees, you have to help them find meaning in what they do. After all, no one is going to be inspired or motivated working for a boss whose sole focus is simply checking things off their to-do list. And finally, the fourth question to use in this leadership reflection exercise is, do you still care? Just as with the first question, this one can trip leaders up because on the surface, most leaders obviously care. They care about making sure quarterly targets are met and that measures are being taken to encourage growth and the long-term viability of the organization. But if you want to bring out the best in those you lead, you also need to care about how you can encourage your employees to motivate themselves in delivering their full efforts to your organization's shared purpose. The fact is, we can't expect our employees to care, to be fully invested and committed to our organization and its long-term goals, if our sole consideration and focus is on just getting things done today. If the only thing that drives you today is making sure the work gets done, all you're doing is managing a to-do list, as opposed to leading people to achieve something meaningful, both for your organization and for your employees. When you truly care about the vision you have for your team and organization, and how you can inspire your employees to want to be a part of it so that they make that vision their own, where they themselves are invested in it, you create conditions in your workplace that encourages everyone to succeed and thrive. Again, the purpose of these four questions is to encourage you to check in with yourself, and in particular, with how you view your role as a leader in your organization. The fact is, we all want to know we're being the best leaders we can be for our employees. But if you don't make time to ask yourself these kinds of questions about your own internal motivations and attitudes about how you approach your leadership role, if you're not reflecting on whether you're driving that sense of purpose and drive that inspires the best in those around you, you will very soon find yourself more a manager of tasks than a leader who people will willingly follow into the future. And on that note about the future, this episode is now a part of our past as we come to the end of yet another Leadership Espresso Shot. A lot of what I talk about in these Leadership Espresso Shots is inspired by ideas I've shared in a leadership keynote, workshop, or other work I've done speaking with leaders. In this case, it was inspired by an idea I shared about understanding how the kinds of questions we ask our employees impacts their performance and what they deliver through their efforts. While there's naturally a lot of focus on how to boost employee performance right now, it's also important that leaders also pay attention to their performance and what they need to change or adapt in order to continue to get the best efforts from their employees. Now, if you've enjoyed learning about this or other insights I've discussed here on my leadership podcast, and you'd be interested in having me share them with your employees, I'd like to invite you to fill out the contact form on our website at tavernasir.com so we can start that discussion. You can also check out my speaking page on our company website to learn more about my speaking services and the kinds of topics I cover. In the meantime, I'd like to encourage you to share this or other episodes of my podcast with your colleagues and employees. The easiest way to do this is to simply share a link to my show's podcast page at tavernasir.com/LBC. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review my leadership podcast on your preferred podcast platform. I'm Tavernasir, and you've been listening to Leadership Biz Cafe.